And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 11th of March, 2012. It's the birthday of the poet who said, "Any time not spent on love is wasted." Torquato Tasso, born in Sorrento, Italy, 1544. Handsome, popular young man from a noble family. He wrote La Gerusalemme Liberata, Jerusalem Delivered, an epic poem about the Crusades. It was very popular across Europe, even as Tasso suffered from what is now thought to be schizophrenia, traveling incognito, paranoid around Europe, still writing love sonnets, plays, epic religious poems. The Pope proclaimed him poet laureate, but Tasso died just days before he was to be crowned in Rome. It was on this day, 1818, Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein was published. 2 years before, she had spent the summer in a cabin on Lake Geneva with her lover, Percy Shelley, her sister Claire, and Claire's lover, Lord Byron. It rained a lot, and one night Byron suggested that they all write ghost stories. And Mary imagined the hideous phantasm of a man stretched out and then, on the working of some powerful engine, show signs of life and stir with an uneasy, half-vital motion, she wrote. So she set to work on it, Frankenstein. It's the birthday of Douglas Adams, born Cambridge, England, 1952. He was unemployed, depressed, living with his mother, when he remembered a night years before in Austria when he was a teenager traveling around Europe with his guidebook, The Hitchhiker's Guide to Europe. And that night he lay in a field, drunk, looking up at the stars, and thought someone should write a travel guide to the galaxy. So years later he did. It became a radio play in 1978, and then a series of very successful novels, starting with The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and The Restaurant at the End of the Universe. It's the birthday of the children's book author and illustrator Ezra Jack Keats, Brooklyn, 1916. He was the son of impoverished Jewish immigrants from Warsaw, wanted to be an artist, which worried his family. Couldn't afford to go to art school, got a job painting murals for the Works Progress Administration, another job designing army camouflage in World War II, and started writing children's books. The Snowy Day was his first, done all in collage, about a young black boy named Peter playing in his neighborhood after a new snowfall, one of the first children's books to feature a black character. And it was on this day in 1918 the first cases of what would become the influenza pandemic were reported in the United States when 107 soldiers got sick at Fort Riley, Kansas. It was the worst pandemic in world history, the influenza of 1918, estimated that between 50 million and 100 million people died in just a few months, about a half million people in the United States. Here's a poem for today by Naomi Raplansky, The Nightmare Car. You're going downhill towards the heart of town. Your foot hits the floor. The brakes are gone. The steering wheel spins, comes off in your hand. Caught in your lights, the strangers stand. Packed in the road, they stand and scream. You shout, "I can stop, it's only a dream." Then you dream that you wake to explain, to deny the dents in your fenders. Traffic roars by. The Nightmare Car, Naomi Raplansky, from The Dangerous World, published by Another Chicago Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.